The Massachusetts Gaming Commission says Wynn Resorts mishandled and covered up sexual misconduct allegations against its then-CEO Steve Wynn. Today, the commission released findings from an almost year-long investigation into the Wynn company. The panel now holds 3 days of hearings before it decides whether to allow Wynn Resorts to keep the license to operate a casino in Everett. WBUR's Callum Borchers is covering the hearing and joins us from the hearing site in the Seaport. Hi, Callum.
Hi there, Lisa.
What did the Gaming Commission determine in terms of how Wynn Resorts handled the sexual assault and harassment complaints against its former CEO, Steve Wynn?
Well, the commission's investigators found multiple sexual misconduct allegations against Steve Wynn, but the one featured most prominently in the report came from a manicurist who alleged that she had become pregnant after Wynn raped her in his office in 2005. An investigator said that Wynn paid a $7.5 million settlement, but the company never conducted an internal investigation into that matter.
And what about allegations of being withheld from gaming regulators in the state when Wynn was applying for the casino license? What did the commission find out about that?
Well, they found that at least three Wynn Resorts executives knew about that settlement with the manicurist, but none disclosed it to the commission when the company was applying for a Massachusetts casino license, which it ultimately got in 2014. And in fact, investigators said the company didn't disclose any of the sexual misconduct allegations.
Now, Steve Wynn, the man we're talking about, was ousted from the company last year after these allegations came to light through a Wall Street Journal article. The current chief executive, Matt Maddox, spoke at the Gaming Commission hearing today. He has tried to salvage the relationship with Massachusetts and the state's trust in the company. What did he say?
Well, he said he is truly sorry for the way the company handled the allegations against Steve Wynn. He also emphasized the effect the commission's decision will have on the workers that Wynn Resorts has already hired and still plans to hire to work at the Encore Resort in Everett. And then he also said this.
When I started to realize that truth, I took it very personally and decided that no matter who the CEO is of Wynn Resorts, or who the chairman is, that would never happen again. We were going to transform ourselves from a founder-led company that was about a man into a progressive company that's about the 25,000 people.
So transform is really the key word there, Lisa. The company is saying it has cleaned house and installed new leadership.
Steve Wynn has left the company and sold his stake in it. How else, though, has the company changed?
Well, for one thing, it added three women to its board last August, and one of them is the former White House press secretary, Dee Dee Myers. And the Gaming Commission, of course, wants to know whether the company's new leaders will be part of a culture change. So as you might expect, Myers was asked about her time in the Clinton White House, where there, of course, were also allegations of sexual misconduct.
It was a very different time for a lot of reasons, both in terms of culture, but also in terms of transparency and what people expected to know and what was available information. But I will say that the personal behavior of leaders has a tremendous effect on the organizations that they lead and the culture around them.
Now, Myers and some other board members went on to say that they have observed a dramatic cultural shift at Wynn Resorts and that the company is now committed to treating its workers with respect and dignity.
Wynn's casino on the Mystic River in Everett is built. It's quite prominent there, right off I-93 North. It's set to open in June and employ 5,800 people. Can you envision any scenario, Callum, in which the Gaming Commission decides to revoke Wynn Resorts' license? And if so, what would happen then?
Well, if the commission does fully revoke the license, Wynn would probably fight the commission's decision in court, and that could likely delay any opening past the June target. And if the company ends up having to sell the Encore Casino, then the commission would have to approve a whole new owner. Another, perhaps more likely scenario, Lisa, is that the Gaming Commission follows the precedent set by the Nevada Gaming Commission, which recently hit Wynn Resorts with a $20 million fine, but did let it keep its license.
And the Gaming Commission's decision here could be days or weeks away. WBUR's Callum Borchers, thanks a lot.
Great to be with you, Lisa.